He studied the sky. There were days when the ashen overcast thinned, and now the standing trees along the road made the faintest of shadows over the snow. They went on. The boy wasn't doing well. He stopped and checked his feet and retied the plastic. When the snow started to melt, it was going to be hard to keep their feet dry. They stopped often to rest. He'd no strength to carry the child. They sat on the pack and ate handfuls of the dirty snow. By afternoon, it was beginning to melt. They passed a burned house, just the brick chimney standing in the yard. They were on the road all day, such day as there was, such few hours. They might have covered 3 miles. He thought the road would be so bad that no one would be on it, but he was wrong. They camped almost in the road itself and built a great fire, dragging dead limbs out of the snow and piling them on the flames to hiss and steam. There was no help for it. The few blankets they had wouldn't keep them warm. He tried to stay awake. He'd jerk upright out of his sleep and slap at the ground looking for the pistol. The boy was so thin. Taut face and hollow eyes. A strange beauty. He got up and dragged more wood onto the fire. They walked out to the road and stood. There were tracks in the snow. A wagon. Some sort of wheeled vehicle. Something with rubber tires by the narrow tread marks. Boot prints between the wheels. Someone had passed in the dark going south, in the early dawn at latest, running the road in the night. He stood thinking about that. He walked the tracks carefully. They'd passed within 50 feet of the fire and hadn't even slowed to look. He stood looking back up the road. The boy watched him. "We need to get out of the road."
"Why, Papa?"
"Someone's coming."
"Is it bad guys?"
"Yes. I'm afraid so."
"They could be good guys, couldn't they?"
He didn't answer. He looked at the sky out of old habit, but there was nothing to see.
"What are we going to do, Papa?"
"Let's go."
"Can we go back to the fire?"
"No, come on. We probably don't have much time."
"I'm really hungry."
"I know."
"What are we going to do?"
"We have to hole up. Get off the road."
"Will they see our tracks?"
"Yes."
"What can we do about it?"
"I don't know."
"Will they know what we are?"
"What?"
"If they see our tracks, will they know what we are?"
He looked back at their great round tracks in the snow. "They'll figure it out," he said. Then he stopped. "We need to think about this. Let's go back to the fire."